Hello. That was a lovely response. Hello, everyone. It's good to see you tonight at our special meeting. This is the Parents' Night for Youth Challenge, and we're going to begin with a children's hymn in our hymn book at 695. I am so glad that our Father in Heaven tells of His love in the book He has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. Stand to sing. Tremendous thing to have the testimony that the great apostle Paul had. And Paul was able to write in the scriptures, he loved me and he gave himself for me. But it's even more amazing when you think of it the other way around. Why God should love us. Why Christ should love us so much to come into this world to be our Redeemer and our Savior. With that in mind, we're going to pray, just seek the Lord. Heavenly Father, we bow in your presence in the lovely and the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For he is the one who loved us and gave himself for us. And we thank you for the greatest demonstration of that love, the fact that he descended from heaven, that place of beauty and splendor and holiness, into this world that was filled with sin, filled with rejection and rebellion. And yet, in loving kindness, Jesus came into this world to live among men, to keep the law of God that we had broken, and he did that on our behalf. And then at the end of his ministry, to go to the cross, and there to die for sinners, to die for me. He loved me, and he gave himself for me, said Paul. And we praise thee tonight for that great work, the substitutionary work of Christ. He took my place. He bore my punishment. He took what I deserved. And he came out victoriously. And Lord, we just want to acknowledge that tonight, your love, your mercy, your grace towards us. I want to thank you too for the last week here in God's house and the children that came to Youth Challenge, for all that they heard, for all who took part, for the memory verses that they learned, for the stories that they listened to, and for those good things, the Word of God that has gone into their heart. We know that they've learned and they have been able to memorize your Word. They've remembered the stories. We think of the quizzes night by night and how they were able to answer so well. And Father, your Word is a very powerful thing. We pray that you'll bless it to the hearts of these children. Tonight, let your presence be known. Fill this place with a real consciousness of God being in our midst. Bless all who have come. We thank thee for parents that are here, grandparents, family members. They've come tonight to be part of this family evening, this parents' night. Bless them and the children and everything that is done tonight. May your name be glorified, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm going to make the announcements and get them out of the way. And the first thing we want to do is welcome you sincerely. It's so good to see so many, many of the children that were here Monday to Friday of last week. And your parents, some of you have been able to come, grandparents and family members. So thank you so much for sending your children, and thank you for coming tonight and being a support to them here. We have those who listen in on the internet and sermon audio and so forth, and we bid you welcome also. Just want to remind you that the midweek service is Thursday night as we come for prayer and Bible study and fellowship together. And we will be back in the church hall as we were last Thursday night. That's at 8 o'clock. Saturday, there's a special youth fellowship fun night. It's at the lake in Kilray, and then a barbecue at Yule and Orleans afterwards. So the young people I know are looking forward to that. If you are of secondary school age and you would like to go to this, you could maybe speak to our youth leader, Samuel, tonight. Maybe you're not part of the work, and maybe you'd like to come on a Friday night to the youth fellowship when we start back in September. You see Samuel, or any of us afterwards, if you don't know who Samuel is. Next Lord's Day, we gather for prayer on Zoom at 8 o'clock. The worship service is at 12 noon. We're studying Mark's Gospel. The open air is in Stuart Park at 3:30. The Gospel meeting is at 7, and the prayer time beforehand is on Zoom at 5:30. I want to thank you for your tithes and offerings to God's work. Now, as we finish our youth challenge, Bangor begins their holiday Bible club, and that's in the incoming week. And we're asking our people to pray for it, and we're asking you to pray for our missionary work. We usually show a lot of slides. We're not going to do that tonight, but do pray for the work in Pakistan and the wee school there that we're building. Remember the work in India, the 90 orphan children that are being fed every day. And we launched this morning the Hebron Shoebox Appeal for Romania. And children, hopefully 200 of them will get these at Christmas time. We have also asked the church to pray for Afghanistan. And you've heard on the news what's happening and the Taliban marching through and a lot of people losing their lives. And we want you to remember especially the Christian church. If you're a Christian in Afghanistan, it's the second greatest persecuted country in the world. And if you're found out to be a Christian, if you don't flee the country, then you will be put to death. And so it's a very serious matter to be a Christian in a country like that. Now, I want to thank Andrew and the Youth Challenge team for their labors this week. They worked very hard to bring it all together, both the juniors that met in this room and then out there in the fellowship area for the seniors. A few wee slides off what happened this week and the boys and girls. I'm going through them quickly, but maybe you'll see some faces and you'll recognize them. Also attentive and listening and answering questions, getting the hand up there to answer questions. And Kerry, doing a demonstration. Some of you did this at home and were able to suck up the Smarties from one plate to another in a minute. And there's probably a prize for the person that did the best. And then you met this captain. Anybody remember who you called this captain? Naaman, that's right. All dressed up there that night. I think you know who it was underneath. And then the last night we had a special night when the children said their verses and got me things while the story of Ruth was being shown. So we really appreciate the parents sending the children along and the children coming and doing so well. We'll just let you see yourselves as we go through these quickly. Just a second or two. You see yourself there? Aye. That's these girls here. All right. I told you I had this photograph tonight. And Andrew giving out the wee bags. And then the senior meeting was in here. We want to thank Hugh for all the work that he put in and the others that were with him. And this was a special competition as well. Andrew, is there a prize for that? Oh, they got it. The seniors are taken care of already. So we thank you in the Lord's great name. Ruby, do you know who that is? No idea. Looks a wee bit like yourself. Anyhow, we're going to listen to some of the children, hopefully, that might want to say one of the memory verses that were learned or was learned this week. So, Andrew, you're going to come and do that for us now. And then immediately after that, Philip's going to do a few wee choruses. The children will just sit where they are, and everyone can sing the choruses, and that'll bring you back to your childhood whenever you sang these verses. Thank you, Andrew.
Okay, so we told you. So if anyone wants to say their memory verse, they need you to put your hand up, and I'll come over with the microphone to you, and you'll be able to say that there. Okay. Yes, and I'm going to give it a wee wipe in between each of them, just to keep things as sanitary as possible. Who's going to go first?
The Bible says in Ruth chapter 1, verse 16, if we can fit... Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God.
Well done. Very good. And I should have said, I did have bars of chocolate for those who said, so see me after, because I forgot to bring them with me here. Anybody else? Is anyone going to try the one in John? Oh, my back's to you, I'd ever.
The Bible says in Ruth chapter 1, verse 16, my people shall be my people, my God, my God.
Well done. I'm going to nip over this side. See Isabella with her hand up.
The Bible says, in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Well done. Very good, Isabella. Anybody else?
The Bible says in Ruth chapter 1, verse 16, thy people shall be my people, thy God my God.
Well done. And we'll try maybe a couple more people from further back.
The Bible says in Ruth chapter 1, verse 16, thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God.
Well done. And one more. I see another hand over this side. Round to Ella.
The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Okay, well done, everybody. And we'll get Philip up now to do some courses. We'll give everybody a round of applause.
Well done, boys and girls. And it's good to see you here tonight. So many of you, I was really surprised to see how many boys and girls had made the effort to come out. We pleaded with you all week, make sure and come on Sunday night, make sure and bring your parents, your friends, or whoever. And it's good that you've done that and you've appeared here tonight. Now, we're scattered over the church, so it's going to be very, very hard to get any volume. So usually I'm standing there looking this way, and all the boys and girls are here. But tonight, I'm looking this way, so I want you all to sing. So I want all the parents, all the friends, and all the children to sing and do the actions too. If the parents want to know how to do the actions, look to your left, look to your right, and the boys and girls will show you clearly, because they're good at these actions. Okay, we're going to sing five. We always asked every night for favourite choruses, and these five come up all the time. So we'll sing the kids' favourite ones, and that'll work best. Okay. One. People and they're not doing any actions, and that's not good enough. Set a good example for them kids. Let's do it one more time from the top. We want to see them arms. We're not Pentecostal, but we don't mind you waving your arms a wee bit in these choruses. We'll let you away with that one. Wide, wide as the ocean. Was a very little man, and a very little man was he. Okay. Whenever we come back after a year and a half, the boys and girls have forgot to shout that last wee bit. Zacchaeus, you come down. If we're going to do it one more time, don't be scared to shout it out. So it's Zacchaeus here to you, okay? Okay, I may never march with the infantry. Traveling on the Hallelujah line on the good old gospel train. Okay.
We need no friend,
much, boys and girls, and let's give the mummies and daddies a round of applause.
So we have a little video that Andrew has put together of you doing the crafts this week, all right? So some of you will be on this, and it should work for us all right. We should have sound. We did have sound earlier, so we'll try it again. No? We'll try it once more, and if it doesn't work, we'll do it without the sound. You'll be able to see yourself. See how skillful the children were in what they did, and there are prizes at the end, so we'll look forward to that for the colouring in and all that was done. I have three verses that I want to read tonight, and I want to bring a wee message on this Parents' Night to the children particularly. And so the reading is in Matthew 22, and I'm going to read just from verse 11 to 13. Now, I would ask you to read from verse 1. If you want to get the whole story that Jesus told, you need to read from verse 1. Verse 11, and when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I want to speak tonight on the clothes that we need. All right, I want you to keep that in mind. The clothes that we need. And I'm thinking about the clothes that we need to get to heaven. And I think that the story that Jesus tells here is going to be self-explanatory. So we all dressed up to come here tonight. And children, you're looking really, really well. And usually the girls pay a wee bit more attention to the way they look. But the boys are getting, well, the boys are getting just as bad. And they want to dress up to come along to the house of God. Now, how did you get ready? How did you get ready for tonight? I was thinking about this, and I brought some things along thinking that it might explain some of the things that you would have done to get ready for tonight. You might, for example, have thought of putting on a clean pair of socks. Did anybody do that coming tonight to get ready for the meeting? No. Oh, there's one person did. I'm glad I'm not sitting beside the rest of you. And then you might have covered your socks a wee bit with a pair of shoes. All right, you can tell that they're not mine. Okay. But you might have put a pair of shoes on. And you might even have washed your hair. Anybody wash their hair today? What is it, dear? Must be the old way on the Saturday night you get your bath. You don't bother on a Sunday morning. Anyhow, some of you did that. And you might have used a face cloth. You might have given your face a wee rub sometime today, did you? When you get up this morning, just to be clean. And you mightn't have used just water. You might have used a wee bar of soap. All right. Who used soap today? Three people. Okay. That's not bad. You might have used a hairbrush. Did anybody brush their hair today? Oh, there's more people now. You want to spend more time on your hair than you do on your face. And you just might have put a wee bit of that on. Huh? Maybe the children don't use that. Do you know what that is? Oxter spray. Deodorant is the fancy word. Aye, that's the fancy word. And did you brush your teeth coming? Did you brush your teeth coming to church tonight? It's always good to brush your teeth. And I wonder how many of the young fellas, any of the wee boys, did you use that there coming? Derek, did you use one of them today? Just a battery. I used one of them today. You see, you got dressed up to come to church. And do you know that there's a dress code to go to certain places? Now, there's no dress code coming to church as such. You just come the way you are. But there's a dress code going to certain places in this world. Can you think of anywhere where you have to wear something special?
School.
You might have to wear a uniform. All right, I think most schools have a uniform. And if you were in business, you just might have to wear a suit and a tie going to your place of business. And if you worked in a hospital, you would have special clothes to put on if you were a member of the staff there, if you were one of the nurses or one of the doctors. And if you worked down the road, what's down the road? Does anybody know what's down the road here just beyond the field? The fire station is correct. So there's special clothes that firemen have to wear. And sometimes you see people like this. It's maybe not the uniform that we have in Northern Ireland, but policemen have to wear special clothes. And if you were an MP, do you know what an MP is? No. I'm sure you don't know any MPs, but they're members of Parliament. And if you go into Parliament, you just might dress up like this man. And do you know, I'm not sure if it's the same now, but there's a place over in London. Has anybody visited London? Some people. Has anybody ever been to this big shop called Harrods? It used to be that you had to be dressed in a certain way to go into Harrods. And if you weren't dressed appropriately, they would have made you change. And if you go and visit Her Majesty the Queen, there are certain ways that you have to dress. Now, children, the point I'm making is that there is a dress code for heaven. In order for you to get into heaven, there is a very special garment that you have to wear. You can't go there any old way. We're speaking, of course, about spiritual clothes, not talking about suits and dresses and things like that that you've seen tonight. We're talking here about spiritual clothes. And the spiritual clothes is all wrapped up in a word or a little phrase called the robe of righteousness. Now, you might not have heard of that before, or you maybe did. But this is a special garment, a special dress that God gives to those who come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. And without a wedding garment, you can't get into heaven. Now, this is the passage of Scripture that we've read tonight. The Lord Jesus tells us about a man who prepared a feast. He was a king, and it was a great wedding day, and the guests were all invited to come. And in Bible days, you had to dress in a special way if you were attending a wedding. And this is a wonderful parable that the Lord Jesus Christ told in his day to explain how you get to heaven. There was a particular acceptable dress code that was expected, and this is a picture of the kingdom of heaven. So people had to dress up when they came to the great supper of the wedding. Everything, we're told by Jesus, was ready. So the feast was ready. It was all prepared. There was nothing for any of the guests to do. Everything was provided. But there was a needful robe, there was a needful dress code that the people were expected to wear. And the king came in to see the guests. And he noticed there a man that had not on, Jesus says, that had not on the wedding garment. He didn't have the special clothes that was expected. And you know what the Lord Jesus Christ said, happening in this story? He was to be taken. He was to be bound hand and foot and taken away. And there's a very, very important and solemn lesson that is being taught here. And all of us, whether we're the children or the grown-ups in this meeting, we would do well to think about it. The man without the robe was cast out. You see, the Bible teaches that we need to have this dress code on. And this is the robe of righteousness. This is just a wee picture to illustrate it. We can't get to heaven without these special clothes that Christ gives to us. In and of ourselves, we are not dressed properly. Does anybody know what the Bible calls our righteousness? So if you can just try and picture tonight, and it's a spiritual thing, try and picture what you might be clothed with if you do not know the Lord as your Savior, if you're still in your sin, and yet all the best things that you do and the good works that you do, do you know what the Bible tells us that they're like? Does anybody know a verse in the Bible that speaks about our righteousnesses? Not quite. Filthy rags. All right. So here's the picture that the Lord gives to us in the Bible of what we are in our sin, even our best efforts that we make, the good works that we do. God looks upon us and he sees nothing but filthy rags. The Bible tells us, and I'm sure many of the children know this wee verse, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Who knows that text of Scripture? I'm sure you've learned it in Sunday school. Yes, a lot of hands gone up, or in the children's meeting. All have sinned. How many does that include? All. When it says all, how many does that include? Everybody. Everybody has sinned and come short of the glory of God. The glory of God is God's perfect standard. All right? So there's the standard of God up there. We have all come short of it. We don't match up to it. Some are away down here, and some are maybe up here, and others are here. But the one thing that they have in common, they don't make it. They come short of the glory of God, the perfect standard of God. And all our righteousnesses, all our good works, all the good things that we do are just like filthy rags in God's sight. You see, the Bible makes it plain that it's not by our works that we get to heaven. Can't get to heaven by good works. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Ephesian church in Ephesians chapter 2, he says, it's not of works lest any man should boast. And there were people in Paul's day, and they were saying, look at me, and look at the good things that I do, and look at all the religious things that I do, and I'm kind, and I'm good to my neighbor, I'm good to my family. And they boasted in these things, and Paul said, no, 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 it's not of your works. Don't be boasting in these things. It's by the grace of God. How do we get to heaven? Well, sin needs to be put away. Sin needs to be cleansed and forgiven, or else we can't go to heaven. It is sin that shuts us out of God's heaven. But when we confess our sins, and that was one of the texts that the children learned this week in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us for all our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And when we do that, do you know what happens, children? And it's something you can't see physically. God takes away those filthy garments of our sin, takes them away, and He puts on us this new robe, the robe of righteousness. He gives to us this special garment, this covering, provided by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when God looks at us, when we have come to know the Lord as our Savior, He doesn't see our sins anymore. He doesn't see the filthy garments that we were dressed in. But He looks at us and He sees the pure righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, the robe of righteousness. Remember the prodigal son? This lovely story that Jesus taught us in Luke chapter 15. Remember the young man that asked his father for his inheritance and went off into the far country, away out there into the world, just to live it up. And he did all the bad things in that far country. Wasted his father's money. The Bible says in riotous living. You remember how the young man was brought down low and he began to realize, look at what I've done and look at where I've ended up. But he remembered his father's house. He remembered how good things were in his father's house, and he purposed in his heart to go home. And he said, I'm going to say to my father, Father, I have sinned. I've sinned against you. I've sinned against heaven. I'm not even worthy to be called your son. I'll come back as a servant, but Father, just take me back into the home. And you remember whenever the young man was coming in the distance, we see this wonderful picture of a father who was heartbroken because his son had gone away, way out into the world, and he sees him coming home. And the Bible says that the father ran to meet him. He fell on his neck and he embraced him and he kissed him. And the young man says, Father, I'm not worthy to be called your son. I've sinned against you. I've sinned against heaven. Take me back as a servant. But no, the father reinstated him as his son. And one of the things that he gave to him was the robe. It's called by Jesus the best robe. And that's another picture that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to illustrate what we receive in God's salvation. There's a lovely verse from the Old Testament, and it says, He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. Now, how do we get such a robe on ourselves? How do we get this? It's the only acceptable way to get to heaven. It's the only dress code that's pleasing to God. It's the only way that we can be received on that great day. How do we receive it? Have you got this special clothing? If not, why not come tonight and receive it? And then you'll be able to sing. There's a lovely hymn, Jesus, my blood and righteousness, my beauty are, my glorious dress. You just very simply bow your head before God. You confess your sins to Him. And you say to the Lord, O God, I know that I am a sinner. I realize that I deserve to be cast out, just like the man in the story that the Lord told. I deserve to be cast out forever. But I want to thank you that Jesus Christ died upon the cross for my sin. And He paid the price for my sin. And I'm going to come to Him now, trusting not in myself, not in my righteousness, for they're just like filthy rags. But Lord, I'm going to trust in Christ. Take away my sin and wash me and cleanse me and cover me. And if you do that and you really mean it, the Lord Jesus will come into your heart and into your life, and He will make all things new. Children, you got ready to come tonight. Thank you for coming. Thank you, parents, for sending the children. But have you got ready to go to heaven? Are you clothed in the righteousness of Christ, which is received by faith? I pray, if not, that you will come tonight and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We're going to have a wee word of prayer. Then we're going to sing a lovely children's hymn. Then we're going to hand it over to Andrew to tell us about these prizes. But I want you to think about these things, children. How do we get such a robe? We get that robe by coming to Christ, confessing our sins to Him. And when you do that, He will cover you in His righteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the boys and girls, for the mums and dads, family members that are here. We thank Thee for the Lord Jesus Christ and His beauty, His righteousness that He gives to us, this wedding garment. Lord, may we not be like the man in the story on that great day, be found without the wedding garment. But may each child here, even parents as well, prepare for the great day and make sure that they're found in Jesus Christ and clothed in His righteousness alone. Lord, speak to our hearts, we do pray, in the Savior's precious and lovely name. Amen and amen. 719 is the hymn that we're going to sing tonight, just as we come towards the end of our time together. And this hymn speaks about heaven. There is a city bright, closed are its gates to sin. Not that defileth can ever enter in. And then it leads us on to speak of the Savior and the Lamb of God who came to take away our sins. And what you might be able to say to the Lord tonight about cleansing and forgiveness and your sin being taken away. Thank you. Just say to you, as far as I'm concerned, as I close tonight, think about these things. And if you don't know the Savior, come to Him. We're here to help you. If anyone wants to talk to us after the meeting, please come and speak with us tonight. Andrew, we'll hand it over to you now as we have this time for the prizes. Thank you.
I'm just going to move the wee prize table up to the front. Hopefully it doesn't spill everywhere. Okay, right, well, I have a few things just want to say before we give out the prizes. And it's words of thank you to everyone who helped this week. Big, big thank you to all the workers who came along each night to help and run the meetings. I definitely couldn't have done that by myself. So thank you to the workers, and thank you to all the boys and girls who came out each night. I was just looking there this evening on the register with well over 100 names of boys and girls that had been out over the course of the week. So that was great, and it was especially great that we were back into the church building again. As you know, for the past year and a half, we've had to do it remotely on Facebook and on YouTube, but it was great to actually have the boys and girls back into the church again this year. So can I have a wee round of applause for all the mummies and daddies that sent the boys and girls, and all the boys and girls and the workers. So thank you very much. Okay, so as we were picking the prizes and we thought, well, we'll go for a nice healthy option. In below here, we've got apples, oranges, and bananas. Is that what you all want? Yeah? That what you want as prizes? Let's see what's in below. Okay, we have got sweets and bars of chocolate. Now, for those of you that don't know, throughout the week, we didn't do any crafts or games in the church. But what we did instead was we sent little craft packs home each night and colouring sheets with the boys and girls and challenges, especially the older ones. They already got their prizes through the week because there was less of them. It was easier to pick a winner through the week. But because there were so many in the younger meeting, we needed a bit more time to pick the winners. And the older ones, they were doing some challenges each night. There was one Monday night, I think, they had to get a 50p from their elbow to their hand and try and catch it and see how many times they could do that in 60 seconds. And then there was chubby bunnies. Everyone heard of it before? How many marshmallows you can fit in your mouth? If Bean was here, is he here? No? We get him up to demonstrate and see how many he could do. And then on Thursday night, Jordan was doing one with the ball, see how quick you could get the ball from the floor up to your head without using your hands. I don't know how long it took Jordan on the night, but where is Sarah? Sarah Halliday. Sarah, she managed to do that in about 2 seconds. None of us thought of using her mouth. She just bent down, picked the ball up in her mouth, and had it complete it in a couple of seconds. So well done to all the boys and girls, or should I say young people in the older meeting for the challenges that they completed. And the junior meeting, as I said, they had crafts, colouring sheets, and as well they had a challenge one night as well, and that was demonstrated by Kerry. And they had to see, you've seen it on the screen earlier, had to see how quick or how many Smarties or sweets they can move from one plate to another in 60 seconds. And we've got prizes for all those challenges and colour-in sheets here tonight. Okay, so the ones at this side of the table, these are the prizes for the challenges and the colour-in sheets. And I'll call out a few of the names. We split them up into age categories, because it wouldn't be very fair having a 3-year-old competing against an 11-year-old in the colouring or in the crafts. So the first one was, who remembers the first person we did about in the junior meeting, what the story was on Monday and Tuesday night? Yep. Naaman. And you seen Julie dressed up as Naaman on the Monday night. That was very, very good. And I know Cassie, she was telling us the story of Naaman just as Julie had told it over Monday and Tuesday night. So we were all listening very well. So on Monday night, they made a little Naaman craft. There was a cup with a Bible verse around it and a wee picture of Naaman that they had to colour in, stick together, and then you could dip it down 7 times. And then the 7th time, you turned it around and Naaman was healed. And age 3 to 4 category, the winners was Gracie Madison and Maya McCluskey. Now, I don't think Gracie's here tonight, so we'll get someone to take that. Is Maya here? You want to come up and get a prize?
And we'll have a wee round of applause at the end. She just picked one of those there wee sweets at the end. Age 5 to 6, Cassia Park and Phoebe Barton. Come on up. Is Phoebe here? Oh, sorry, I shouldn't say probably. That's okay, but the sweets are the prizes for the crafts and the colouring in. But that's okay, don't worry. Cassia, it's the sweets. The sweets are the prizes for the crafts. Okay, age 7 to 8, Isla Henry and Preston Milligan. I think both are here. Here comes Preston. Here comes Isla, well done. And age 9 to 10, Eden Hannah and Seth Campbell. Okay, we round of applause for the winners of the naming craft. Okay, then the next night they got a colouring in sheet on Naaman. And it was a wee picture of Naaman that said, Naaman washed 7 times. And the winners of that in age 3 to 4 was Susanna Park and Rose Moffat. I know Rose isn't here, she's in Bangor, but she was up for a few nights. Age 5 to 6, Cohen Milliken and Riley Morrison. You got one of them. Age 7 to 8, Faye Campbell and Arthur Newell. And age 9 to 11, Jake Borland and Keegan Milligan. Okay, we round of applause for those boys and girls. Well done. On the Wednesday night, they made a little craft on the story of Ruth. And it was a little bookmark, and they got ribbon and had to wind it in through the holes in it, make it look like a sheath of barley. So it was a very tricky one, but the boys and girls did very, very well on that one. And the winners of that, age 3 to 4, Quinn Hannah and Kayleigh Morrison. Age 5 to 6, Molly Carnwath and Eli Hannah. Age 7 to 8, Haley Jane Gray and Isabella Stewart. And age 9 to 11, Darcy Henry and Casey Conley. Okay, round of applause for them as well. Well done. And the last one in the colouring and craft section was a colouring sheet on the story of Ruth. And the winners for that, age 3 to 4, Carter Doherty and Gracie Madison. I don't think they're here. Age 5 to 6, Amber Craig and Ava Fletcher. Age 7 to 8, Lewis McConaughey and Casey Connor. And age 9 to 11, Charlie Connolly and William Kerr. So a wee round of applause for them as well. Okay, the last set of prizes for from through the week was the challenge that carried on with them for the Smarties, getting them from one plate to another. And we had 4 winners, again the same age categories, and there was a winner from each of those. I could tell you how many each of them got. So age 3 to 4, the winner was Charlotte Thompson. And Charlotte, she's 3, and she managed to get 8 sweets from the plate, from one plate to another, using only a straw in 60 seconds. I don't think Charlotte's here. And then age 5 to 6, Andrew McConaughey. And Andrew was able to get 16, so well done, Andrew. Age 7 to 8 was Reuben Borland, and Reuben, he's not here, but he was able to get 20. And then for the age 9 to 11 category, Charlie Newell. And Charlie blew everyone out of the water with 24. So well done to all the boys and girls for that. Okay, that's all the prizes for the crafts and colouring sheets and the wee challenges that they did. But we couldn't let all the other boys and girls that came go away without a prize. So we'll maybe get Philip, maybe give him a wee hand, and we'll start maybe this side of the church, and we'll let them up sort of row by row. Philip can help pick out boys and girls that are in the meeting, and everyone come up and get one of the wee bars of chocolate. So it's the bars of chocolate this time, not the sweets. Okay? Because I'll need to get these out to the other boys and girls that weren't here. Okay, so we'll start with the front row. Come on up. Isabel, you can come up too. If you already got a prize for the craft, you still get a bar of chocolate as well. Everybody gets one. It's a hard choice, isn't it? Yes. You got a wee bar of chocolate?
I got Mario.
You got Oreo. Oh, yummy. There's maybe a few that are too shy to come up. You can come up after and see me at the end and we'll get you a bar of chocolate. And just maybe there might be some left over and the workers might get one as well. I don't think any of the workers here at Hebron like chocolate anyway, so I might just have to take it all home for myself. Okay, we're almost there. Susie? Susie? Chocolate. I can tell her she's mine. Okay, is that everyone now? Philip wants one for himself. Okay, so if there was anyone else, any other boys and girls, I don't, young people, from the older meeting. Did they come up? Them as well. Anyone? Did you come up, Ruby? Oh, aye, Ruby will be up anyway. So anybody else that hasn't been up yet that came to the older meeting, or anyone maybe wasn't there for the week, couldn't get, you can maybe get a wee bar of chocolate as well. Are they all too shy? Teenagers tend to be a bit shyer than the younger ones. No? Well, come and see me after if you are too shy. All right, so thank you for listening to me ramble on through all those names. And I just want to say, come the end of September, the Tuesday night meetings will be back, and all being well, we'll be back in the church. We'll not be broadcasting these on YouTube. We'll be back in the church like we were through the summer. So hopefully we'll see many of the boys and girls out again at the end of September on a Tuesday night. And we'll be in touch with you near the time about that. Okay, we'll just close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time that we've had with the boys and girls tonight and the rest of the week gone past. We thank you for each and every one that came out and heard your word, heard the stories from the Bible and of their need of salvation. We thank you that they were able to make the effort and come out tonight and hear more of God's word. And we just pray that if there's any of the boys and girls and young people that are here tonight and they don't know you as their own personal Savior, that they would speak to someone after and make a decision to follow thee and to come and know you as their own and personal Savior. Even just pray for the meetings as they would be starting back up again come September. pray that you would keep the boys and girls and young people safe until then and bring them back again safely to the church. Pray this all in your name. Amen. Thank you.
We'll just stand at a distance, no shaking hands, but just we'll greet you. Thank you very much. Thank you.